Okay, let's get started. Call this meeting, special town council meeting to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agnes, we have a roll call, please.
Councilor Karen, Councilor Jackson, Councilor Jaskowitz.
Here.
Councilor Lathrop.
Here.
Councilor May.
Here.
Councilor Sebelia.
Here.
Councilor Southern.
Here.
Councilor Youthen.
Present.
We'll start off with remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute time limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute time limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute time limit. All right. Hearing none. Executive session to consider and act on a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of interviewing candidates for the Conservation Commission, Montville Housing Authority, Inland Wetlands Commission, Parks and Rec Commission, and Public Safety Commission. Discussions to include members of the Town Council and Mayor Leonard Bunnell, Jr.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, hearing none. Agnes, I have one question. The person that was going to be going for Inland Wetlands Commission is not here.
No, so she should be on that.
All right. We'll just note that we're not really discussing that. So, everybody, let's move to the other room.
Shopping.
I never have, never will. If I need something, I go to the drugstore, come right back. Walk the aisles. Because people come up to the walk the aisles. No.
Like, I was in Walmart earlier, grocery shopping, and all of a sudden I got a hand on my shoulder.
I think it's the same. I mean, it's not as prevalent, but you're still sick, but not. That's a question. Pass along. How you been?
All right, Candace. David, you?
Doing the honey-do list.
Oh, yeah? That's nice. Like a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we're getting things done. High school sweetheart. Yeah, we got married in 1980. Ah, you're too young, it's never gonna last. And she has three best friends, each one of them. Each one of them is married and divorced. Three friends each.
Really?
Each. And we were married first. I always call my wife, then I go, wife number one, wife number three. There's always one. They've been best friends since they were in kindergarten.
Wow.
And since the day from kindergarten on up, they've never lived more than 2 miles apart.
Wow.
You talk about a small world. But,
she grew up
up here? Waterford. A Vauxhall Street extension. She told me that she had a bus ride to school. The school bus was an hour from the way. So 2 hours later, we're on the school bus. I would shoot somebody. I can. My sister, because we grew up in Waterford as well. If we lived next door, my sister could take the school bus. But we lived here, she had a bus.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because it wasn't exactly a mile from school. The house next door was 1 mile. But that's how strict they were back then.
Wow.
I mean, you're talking, you know, back in the 70s, where you didn't have to worry about it. As prevalent as you were now. I mean, you still
could
do it.
So if you lived a mile or less,
yep. Now there's a school bus stop. They pick you. That's your driver.
It's like,
you can't walk next door, so the bus would have to stop twice. I was just say, you must have got it.
Yeah.
It's not like the bus driver didn't know you're strong. I mean, it's the person, blah, blah, blah. I just don't like the way they pull up to a house. The kid's not there. And they wait. And finally, the kid comes out. It's like, you knew the bus was coming at 6:49. Why didn't your mother or father or whoever it is wait till 55? You know, 6:55, you have your office. That's rude to everybody else. They see you. Merry Christmas. Welcome. Yeah, I want to be cold.
Yeah. by the same token. You know, email him.
Or
that's what I'm going to do. I do.
expensive is it? Shut off the alarm.
The alarm.
From the desk. And I push it again, it was another separate. Can you tell us, right, where did you do that?
That is verbal interaction.
She had her bathroom over.
We just think it's really.
You. Thank you.
certainly not sure if it's true, but if that seems like it's true.
Yes, sir.
Were you waiting for it?
I don't know. I shake your hand. In the back, it's long. So they can walk there.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I have three. I'm telling you, say one. So it's here.
All right, you can send these things.
Do you just need that?
So you can tell.
But ready for the evidence? You know what the time is, maybe so.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Very well.
Yeah.
One, two. And how many years later, and so.
Yes, sir.
Go along.
You should.
So. Anyway, things is. Well, one of the two, but it is what ones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's probably the same thing.
Yes, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a generation. My grandmother's, she's living here.
the entire hospital.
That's just a lie.
Thank you. Yeah. over those models, so they'll just send those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just up to the
I ended up here. I'm not going to.
Oh, you did?
So then why do you not get it?
See, for the September stats.
Was You know, it's an issue.
Wow.
You talk to you.
We had a pain to show up.
And say 6:59 out of that executive session. No votes were taken. Anything else, Agnes?
See that in the trash later.
You have everybody? All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order.
Oh, wait, did you
adjourn the other meeting?
To end the meeting?
Yeah, we do. All right. I need a motion.
You have to send it back.
I already did that.
Okay.
Remarks from the public for the 3-minute time limit. This was the special meeting. Remarks from the public. Remarks from councilor and the mayors. Hearing none, motion to adjourn.
Hold on, sir. I believe you have somebody who wants to speak.
All right.
Hello. Yes. My name is Shirley, and I'm from the Housing Authority, Montville Housing Authority.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here because it was brought to my attention that Al Mandler and Kathy Peck had applied to be on the commission for the Housing Authority. I know that my opinion doesn't matter, but I would still like to give my recommendation. I would like to recommend Al Mandler for this position. He has come to multiple meetings on his own as the public. He has good ideas that will help the Housing Authority go forward. He has compassion for the seniors, and plus he has a lot of governmental information that could help us in the near future because we're trying for an SSHIP grant with Drew Chaffa. And he would make a great replacement of Joe and filling in the gap. Our commission is compiled of professionals that have strong knowledge. And I believe he would do the Housing Authority a lot of justice. In regards to Kathy Peck, we already have a working relationship with the seniors. She hasn't been to any of our meetings. I believe in, for myself, it would be a conflict of interest that she is a director, as I am. Knowing the workload she already has and all the other commitments for all the other boards and commissions that she sits on, I don't recommend her for the Housing Authority. I know we all have a relationship with Kathy Peck. I ask you to separate that and any political, political influence and choose Al Mandler. There's times where Kathy cancels, shows up late. I understand the entire town, the senior social services, gets utilized by Kathy. Not just my tenants. There's a lack of communication. I still haven't met the new social services assistant, and currently there's a cleaning company employed by Kathy that I don't know anything about that's been on my property. I don't know if they're licensed or insured. There was no information given for the lack of communication. There's no offense to Kathy, but she's just too busy and too many things already on her plate to be on a commission. There's nothing that she can offer the Housing Authority that she doesn't already offer us. Mapa Housing is not run by the town. It gets guidance from you, and the CHAPA assists us with the grants. We are looking to fill Joe's vacancy with some knowledge he brought, and that is government policies and procedures. And the current commission works as a team, and we need someone that can reach out for additional guidance and that has the time and the ability to deal with the commission, not just.
There is a 3-minute time limit, so if you.
Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you. Remarks from councilors? No? The mayor?
Great. All set.
Motion to adjourn the special meeting?
Motion to adjourn special meeting?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right, meeting's adjourned.
Don't have to run.